welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Reverend Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for building people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Right to his arms.
Cause your word, O Lord, to be like the water. Like the rain that falls on the earth and waters it and causes it to bring forth. Let his word fall on good ground. Let it fall on good ground. Let it fall on good ground. Use me, O Lord. We rebuke every hand of the devil in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who came here looking for solutions, Lord. I pray may they find you. May they find you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The one who knows everything. Who knows everything. The one who searches in the secret of the heart of men. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Every demon spirit that wants to cause havoc among the children of God, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I demand that you exit. You exit this place now in the name of Jesus. Demons are moving out of this place. Demons of lust, demons of doubt, demons of confusion, demons of oppression and depression, demons, foul demons, demons that seek havoc, marriage wrecking demons, they are leaving this place. Somebody say amen. Every demon of lack, we confine you to the outside of the hearts and the lives of the men of God here in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are persona non grata in the homes and in the affairs of the children of God. Somebody say amen. Put your hands together and you may take your seats. We're still talking about Vision 527. Somebody say Vision 527. I cannot feel you. Say Vision 527. Vision 527 should not be a stranger, or it should not be a strange statement to any Lighthouse person. In fact, if you are hearing Vision 527 for the very first time, I need to apologize to you. I don't blame you. I think I have not probably emphasized it a lot to you. So for now that you are here in church, I want you to know that in church we have something called Vision 527. Everybody say Vision 527. Out of it, we also have Feeding 527. Can you say Feeding 527? What are all these numbers that have been bandied around by the pastor? Are they lotto numbers? They are not lotto numbers. 5 stands for chapter 5. Can someone say chapter 5? I went to a school on our music band. It was at a point the most famous music band in Ghana. But you were not born. This was in the 70s and 80s. It's called Matthew chapter 5. I don't know whether you heard it before. I don't know whether anybody here has heard of Matthew chapter 5. One person has heard of Matthew chapter 5. Anyway, this one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 27. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 27. And it is something that we have instituted in the church because we believe strongly that the church needs to go back to the Word of God. And in that verse, Paul was encouraging the Thessalonians that the letter that he had written to them, it shall be read unto all the brethren in the church. Amen. So, every now and then in Lighthouse Chapel, we launch or we go through a program that we call Feeding 5-7. And we go through the Word of God. Somebody say the Word of God. But we go through the Word of God with the helpers. Someone say helper. With the helper that God has given to us. Everybody has a helper. In case you don't know, you may be underutilizing your helper, but it doesn't mean you don't have a helper. You may be ignorant of your helper, but it doesn't mean you don't have a helper. You may be unaware of your helper, but it doesn't mean you're unaware of a helper. It's like a man who is married, and I had a friend who was married. And I realized that instead of his wife being a helper, his wife had become another child. His wife was virtually his firstborn. I saw it with my own eyes. And you can be here probably, your wife, instead of being your helper, now your wife is your firstborn. You are doing everything. It's true that you love your wife. You want to, I don't know what you want to do to your wife, but you want to, what do you want to do when you marry? You want to protect, let me hear from the wives. Where? You don't want to help me. Wives, what do you want the men to do for you? Pampering. Tell somebody TLC. Tender, loving care. Ain't it? Inasmuch as you want to do all the things for your wife, you want to pamper her, you want to massage her, you want to feed her. Hey, you want to do what? Hey, my wife said a word. I don't know what I can say. Do I have permission to say it? From the pastor, do I have permission to say the word my wife used? She says you have to. This Italian, Chinese, French, romance. Romance. They say you have to romance. After romance, romance. Everybody say romance, not Chinese. But no, once in a while, Chinese is good. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. In as much as you may want to help your wife in every area, your wife is your helpmate. So this couple, they were friends of mine, and I realized that the man was struggling because instead of his wife being the helpmate, he was treating the wife just like his firstborn. Everything he was doing for the wife. Go into the market, do the cooking, serve, wash the plates, bath for the lady, feed the baby when the baby is crying in the night. And I say, what? Your wife is supposed to be your helpmate. This one, you break down. Tell somebody you break down. Oh, and right in front of my eyes, you broke down. But anyway, God has given us helpers. And I believe one of the helpers in our Christian life are the teachers. Everybody say teachers. The teachers and the pastors that God has given us. You know, I'm going to speak to you from chapter 14 of Leaders and Loyalty, which is the book that we are all studying. And I hope you have one. If you have one, raise it up and say, this is my book. It is not my Bible. Put it down. I am here to help you go through the Bible, but as it were, using one of the helpers that God has given us. Are you listening to me? Because in Ephesians chapter 4, when you start reading from verse 11, it says, and he gave some apostles, and some pastors, and some evangelists, some prophets. Prophets and pastors the other way around, and some teachers, and then some evangelists. Not in that order, but that's how God gave them to us. And God gave these men to us, to help us. The Bible says, for the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting means to make us mature. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And I believe that Bishop Doug Heward Mills is one of the teachers that God has given to this generation. Can somebody say, I hear you? And by virtue of the fact that it is a gift to the body of Christ, we are products of his ministry. As we sit here, unless you think you are sitting in another place, but you are sitting in Lighthouse Chapel International, whether you are a visitor, whether you are a church member, we are here because once upon a time, the Spirit of God gave birth to a body of Christ or a church through him. And not just that, God speaks through him to us. And God has spoken to us through the Word of God, but has given us a helper, a teacher. And he has written a book. You see, I'm debunking certain myths and theories in your mind that you should read only the Bible. To understand the Bible, sometimes you need a teacher. You need what? A teacher. If you have ever read a textbook before, I don't see why you shouldn't read the Bible. Because if so, put the textbook aside and say you would understand. Not even reading the Bible alone. You just understand and go and write BECE. You will not read any textbook. You will just understand. You will understand what are some of the subjects we do in BECE. Those who are going to write on Monday, general science, you will understand when they say what is the chemical symbol for iron. Instead of Fe, they say, iron. I. What's the chemical symbol for gold? Then you say G instead of AU. What's the chemical symbol for potassium? You say P instead of K. I'm not a scientist, but these things I just learned them many years ago. Listen, we need teachers. And as we go through leaders and loyalty, it is the Holy Spirit himself, do you understand, who is going to help us? But certain parts of the Bible has been clarified. Can I hear the word clarified? Or made easier to understand through men of God like the bishop. Put your hands together for him if you can. Well, after all, he cannot see you, so if you clap or you don't clap, it doesn't do anything to him. It does more to you when you acknowledge certain things. Now listen very carefully. In chapter 14, we see the loyalty of Christ. And I'm not in a hurry, because there's no need to rush when I'm relying on the Holy Ghost also to help all of us. I don't want to be an intermeddler or interference with the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tell someone, your pastor, he does not want to interfere with the Holy Spirit. I'm believing strongly the Holy Spirit will teach you certain things this morning. Can I hear amen? Amen. It's the combination of the Spirit and the Word of God that we need. In chapter 14, we see what we call the loyalty of Christ. Everybody say the loyalty of Christ. And then we have 11 Christ-like characteristics. 11 Christ-like characteristics. And by the grace of God today, I'll try and go through a few of them. But what I want you to know is, when we say we are looking at the characteristics of Christ, we are not just looking at it as a mere academic exercise. A lot of Christians, you come to church and then we listen to something as like, what was the sermon? Okay, the title of the sermon was The Loyalty of Christ. And then there was 11 the pastor said 11 something something something. It was 11. Christ. I remember there was something. Sometimes I don't even remember. Because you see, you took it as an intellectual sermon. I don't want you to take it as an intellectual sermon. I want you to take it as direction for your life to success. Can I hear amen? Why? Because as I was reading about the loyalty of Christ and how he was faithful to God, how Christ was loyal to God, how Christ did only what he saw his father doing, I realized that we were actually talking about the characteristics of a successful person. I started looking for myself to find out that in all the world, the people that we claim are role models in this world, who can compare with Christ? I went through different people in different fields of life. I went to sports. I saw Usain Bolt. Current 100 meter Olympic champion. 9 point something seconds. People are copying him. I saw Pele. I saw Maradona. In my own country, I saw Asamoah, the most successful soccer player in Ghana in terms of number of goals scored for Ghana at international tournament. Asamoah, 34 goals, beating Abedi Pele by one goal. Some of his sources, and we think it is sources. I went to entertainment and I saw Michael Jackson, double platinum winner. His album selling more even after he died. After Elvis Presley, there has not been a musician like Michael Jackson. Hey! But what did I see? I see Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, about a year or two after his death. She, despite the fact that she's the daughter of the most successful musician, she's not happy with life. She tries to kill herself at 15 years old with all the estates, entertainment. In my own 18, I saw Ejako. Hey! And I heard Ejako saying something that said, Mejuma Begu Nka Miri Ewu, that for my work to spoil, I'd rather that my wife dies. And he has left his wife of many years when he was nothing. And this woman used to do Ampesi and Kobe for him to eat and be strong, and come and Jimmy for us to watch. I'm preaching a message, I'm telling you. I'm talking to you about following a successful man. Following a successful man. And I want to let you know what the world thinks of success. The world's definition of success is different from God's definition of success. And I want you to follow God's definition of success. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Because for far too long, we have been bombarded with false prophets, thieves and robbers. Jesus said in John chapter 10, when we read, it says, those who came before me, they were what? Thieves and robbers. From verse 8 going, you see it. Listen very carefully. Ejako recently left his wife. He's going to follow another woman. Ish. I'm not saying when you leave your wife, sometimes you can't help it. Yes. Sometimes it's your wife that leaves you. But all I want you to know is that sometimes the people that we hold as our role models, that unconsciously we follow, even if we don't open our mouth to say we are following him, they may be held in high esteem by the world. But God is not happy with such people. And God has rather provided for us who say we are Christians. The Bible says it was in Antioch that they were first called Christians because they were like Christ. I am speaking to a church. I'm not speaking to a mosque. And as I'm speaking to the church, my desire this morning is that we'll be able to look at Christ the most successful person in the verse 31 of Luke chapter 11. This was when the Queen of Sheba had come to visit Solomon. The Bible says that a greater than Solomon is here. Tell somebody, a greater than Solomon. Even Solomon, who was so rich, richer than everybody, wrote so many proverbs and songs and interpretation of things. The Bible says there was somebody who was greater, a greater than Solomon, and that was Jesus Christ. Oh, you missed a good place to shout hallelujah! A greater than Solomon, Jesus. But you see, sometimes we don't talk about Jesus. In the church, we assume that, oh, everybody knows Jesus. Everybody's talking about Jesus. In fact, we assume that we are following Jesus. But I put it to you, that when your principles, your code, every man has a code. Tell someone, every man has a code. Every man has some set principles that he lives by in this world. We can call it ethos. Every man has something that he lives by, whether it is spoken or unspoken. Are you getting what I'm saying? For some men, anything in skirt is game. Ish. Tell somebody, game. 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 Some men see themselves as hunters. Hey. Hey. And some people are singing the song, Asechi, Sechi, Hiera, Dera, Awoko, Woko, Hiera, Dera, I turn around, Hiera, Dera, there's no one like him. As men are looking for Jesus, there are some men who are looking for women. Everywhere they are, Omwayo omweni gown. Omu peobiawe. Hey! I remember I had a client when I was a serious practicing architect in Kumasi. This client of mine, he was not born again. Man, but the guy was dusted. Tell somebody, dusted. Hey! I designed a certain building for him. I don't want to mention a popular building. And I remember for 8 months, he was building the building. 8 months non-stop. Every day he would go there. Those days, with about 5 million, 500 Ghana cedis in his pocket. Every day, just paying workers. I mean, I designed a couple of things for him. One of the houses I designed for him, he made me put 4 kitchens inside. How many kitchens? 4. For a 5-bedroom house, 4 kitchens. I said, why? Is it, I don't know. I don't know. If I say, I don't know. I don't know. So we'll do tea here. I don't know. This place is more like ceremonial. Ceremonial kitchen. I don't know. I don't know. And all these things, he imported things from Germany. This man, he was talking to me. I was with him. And then the bank used to come and see him. These are the people the banks used to come and visit him. And then he was telling me, say, hey, Soya, Kumasi, sure. Say, Kumasi, if you don't take care, you don't hold your wife well, there are some ladies who are walking around you. That's what they say. You're saying, if you're a husband, you don't stand. There are some ladies who are walking around. I say, a quiet bed down one per womb. Somebody say, code. There are some men, their code is that they eat anything. This is what I'm talking about, food. Tell somebody food. If you are honest, you realize that you were once like that. Oh yeah, when we were young, when we go home, the first question is, what is there? Who has asked that question before? Mommy, dear Adina, is it not so? And what is there is what you eat. If you go today, it is cassava and dankwansri, you eat. If it is dawadawa versus tuwe, you eat. If it is banku and crab and pepper, what do you do? But as you grew and you realized that your income was growing, tell somebody, Pastor is helping you. Pastor is helping you. Pastor is helping you. I'm talking to you about following a successful person, but I want you to know that the man or the person you thought you were following as a Christian, maybe you need to look at it again. As you grew up, realize that now, you yourself, you determine what you want. Is it not so? Yeah, it's now no more what is there. Theophilus, don't you tell your wife that, please, I'm going, can you cook for me? Delele. Sorry, what's okro? How do you say okro? Emumi. Hi. Delele is a Zambian word. Forgive. Tell someone delele. It's a Zambian word for okro. Cook for me okro. And what? Banku. Because that's what you want. Huh? I put it to you. It was a choice you made. As you became mature, now as a Christian, I want to ask you, have you sincerely made that choice? That in as much as you say, I'm a born again Christian, I go to Lighthouse Chapel International, Rose of Sharon. Oh, don't you see that beautiful church there? The church that they are just doing some painting, they are doing some pavement in front. Oh, that church. I go to Lighthouse Chapel International. If I want to come there, you see me, I'm always in front, so I'm always in the middle. I go to Lighthouse Chapel. In fact, I have one of the books. I go to Lighthouse Chapel International. Come and see my car. I have a sticker on it. I go to Lighthouse Chapel International. I have been in the church. Oh, I was there even at the canteen, Kolebu, where the church started. You see? You may say all this, but if you look closely at your life, and then you look at your belief system, you look at the things that you practice, you will be tempted to join me to say that in as much as you say that you are a Christian, there are areas of your life. Somebody say, areas of my life. Tell another person, areas of my life. There are areas of your life that you are following something else. That you are probably following the world's idea of success. That you are probably following Asamwanjan. That you are probably following Ejako. That you are probably following even a politician. Somebody here with me. That is why when, as a church, we have an opportunity to look closely at the most successful person in the world, in my opinion, it is important that you sit up and say, Hey, is it possible there's something that I can add to my Christianity? And that's why we are here this morning. Somebody say, Pastor, preach. Pastor, preach. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, Pastor, preach. Pastor, preach. Say, Pastor, I'm listening. Hear me and hear me well. If you do say you are a Christian, remember that we are not following Buddha. I might look odd to say it. But you also look odd when you say you are a Christian, but your principles and your characteristics are nothing like Christ. Let's put Christ here. Let's ask you to stand by him. And let's make a comparison. Let's look at your prayer life. Eesh. Pastor, don't go there. Oh. Pastor, can't you preach a smaller sermon, a simpler sermon? Can't you give me some wele or some wapi for my for my life. I don't like this preaching. Christ. And then La Cathedral member. We are standing side by side. But Pastor, he needs to be real. He is Christ. We can never be like him. Don't you know that the Bible is saying that as far as the heaven is above the earth, so are his thoughts above our thoughts. Huh? The servant can never be greater than the master. So, I know it's because you think I drink. That's why you want to mention drinking. Then you are going to learn about like that. Oh, Pastor, you heard that I've taken a new girlfriend. Pastor, can you read my mind? Pastor, is it possible that I can see that I don't pay my tithe? And you are saying all these things. Let's put Christ. Let's put you. And let's see whether there is some is it la or ra? Both are correct. I mean, similarity. Tell us about similarity. Oh! This is your sermon, Mopa, dear. In Kaminya Bibi and Kebe Bwami business and Kebe Bwami Pao. You are in church. We are talking about Christ. We are talking about the most successful person, the one who has survived, the one the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The one who has been elevated above everything. The one who was and is to come. The one of whom it was said, surely this was the Son of God. Hey, we are talking about Jesus, the anointed one. Ah, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. We're talking about Jesus. I say we are talking about who? Jesus. And we are saying he has some characteristics. Do you have them? I can't hear an answer. When I preached the other one, you answered me in your head. You said, Pastor, shut up. But this one, I can't hear an answer. I heard you when I said about that, about the drinking. I heard you say, yeah. But this one, I can't hear. Do you have the characteristics? Hey, I can't hear you still. If you want to be successful, follow a successful person. Follow Christ. There are 11 of them that our bishop has given us here. I can rattle the 11 for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You will nod your head and say, Pastor, asema wa kan mo die. Ede. Yes, we are near mine. Yeah, in fact. So before we do that, I'm helping you. Tell somebody, Pastor is helping you. I'm helping you to even begin to ask yourself certain serious questions. That if I say I'm a Christian, who at all am I following? Who at all? Because you see, the real answer to the question is not the answer you will give. But the answer to the question is when you will look at your life and then you ask yourself, these my responses. Tell somebody, these my responses. These my responses. Who does it look like? Because if I say I'm a Christian, I never saw Jesus Christ wearing Otofista. I am aware. It's not that clothing is something I want to preach about, because somebody's standard may be another person's whatever. Standards are different. But in your heart of hearts, the man Christ that we say we are following, what at all was he doing? that I can say, Beatrice, that me too, I'm doing one or two of them. That's a simple. In fact, I think I can finish my preaching here. What at all was this Jesus Christ doing? Because today, do you know what is happening in the churches? Do you know what's happening in the churches? The so-called men of God who have put Jesus aside. They have done what? They have put Jesus somewhere. Instead of preaching Christ, they are preaching miracles. They are preaching experiences. And they are doing what they call encounter. I feel led in my spirit to speak in the way that we can understand. Encounter, that is direction. Direction. Isaac, have you heard some before? Direction. So that when they pray for you, then they will tell you, air coming off air. Zello to Zello. 419. 419. 222. Zello to Zello. 419. 419. 22. Zello to Zello. 419. 419. 22. Coming off air. Name my own grand chair. And sometimes you wonder, where is the person of Jesus? Where are the principles of Jesus? Where are the things that Jesus Christ taught us? And they give us all sorts of strange things to do. Take one banana, peel it. Take the other banana, don't peel it. Put one on your head. Put one under your feet. And then dance palogo. Yes. And somewhere, somehow, I say somewhere, somehow. Because you see, the devil also has power. The devil also has what? Power. In fact, the devil said in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, he said that all this has been given to me. He has power. Do you understand? And somewhere, somehow, some of these things begin to work. And sometimes we think that when we come to church and we hear a sermon, the sermon is to be excluded from our lives. But I came to announce to somebody, no. No. To the extent that people are turning scripture around. People sometimes think that when you see a man suffering, then it's because probably he's not serving God. Who told you? Who told you that suffering is a sign that God is not with you? Who told you? If so, God was not with Paul. Because Paul suffered. If so, God was not with Peter. Do you know why? Because Peter suffered. If so, God was not with the early disciples. Because I remember that Herod, after killing James, the brother of John, with the sword, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. In Acts chapter 12, you can see all these things there. I can see Herod. Bible says after this time, Herod the king rose up to vex certain of the church. Then it means that the Holy Spirit was not with them. Pastor, you have said enough about Christ. The day you get tired of hearing about Christ, then you know that there's something wrong with you. You know what Christ went through? I said, you know what Christ went through as an example of suffering for us? Bible says he was tempted in all points as you were. Hebrews 4, 16. Yet, without sin. Listen very carefully. When this man Jesus has come on the earth, when even before he arrived on the earth, there were rumors concerning his parentage. Are there any rumors concerning your father? When he's walking in town, and then his father Joseph sends him to go and present a chair that he has made. And then he arrives and they say, "Me papa, me fa kunyani bra." And then the people say, "Who papa? Who papa? Who papa?" Unimya umami yanka. Umami can sim bibri yantias yet. But the fanusa. Jesus, at the age of 12, he was abandoned by his parents. Have you been abandoned before? This is your small school fees that your father didn't pay. Where susa? But if you knew that Jesus also suffered the same thing, you would have gotten consolation that that was not the end of the road. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. I'm helping you. I'm helping somebody here. Tell your neighbor, preach to them, say, Pastor is helping you. I'm letting you know that the things that you are going through and the things that you have gone through, they are no strange things. Count it not strange concerning the fiery trials that is soon to try you. In fact, the Bible says something about temptations. It says that count yourself blessed. Turn with me to James chapter 1 verse 10. Pastor, you say you are preaching leaders and loyalty, but you seem to be talking about Jesus Christ. When is your turn to preach? You preach what you want to preach as the Holy Spirit leads you. And I cannot preach forever. In about 5 minutes, I'll end. But the rich in that is made low, because as the flower of the grass, it shall pass away. Verse 11, very quickly, we are going. It says, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So shall a rich man fade in all his wit. These are for people who place their strength in their riches. I'm speaking to somebody who lost some riches. Jesus is telling you right now that don't place your strength there. Go to the next verse. Listen very carefully. This is the verse. Underline it if you have it in your Bible. I'm speaking to somebody who says, I've been a Christian for some time, Pastor. But I heard that when I am born again, my God shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Pastor, I have heard that verse and I'm waiting for the supply. It looks as if when God got to my tent, the supply is stopped. Pastor, when you see me like that and I'm smiling, I have issues. I have been serving God for a long time. They say that when I stop all these things and I give my life to Christ, everything will be okay. But you don't know, Pastor. Pastor, you look like you're okay, that's why. Pastor, if I were to tell you the thing that happened to me, Pastor, it be like you to you cry some. Pastor, are you sure that Christianity is the thing? I mean, I've tried though. I met an Indian man. I bought a car from him. And he was not a Muslim. I think he was a Hinduist. And he said, I should pray for him. Me and another pastor. He said, and I think the Hindu thing, you don't eat meat. You have to eat a lot of leaves. He said, Pastor, I've chewed leaves. Sir. He didn't say sir, but I've chewed leaves, sir. Nothing is happening. Sometimes you're a Christian, it's like you accept God like that. All your friends are getting married. You have been bridesmaids for too long. The blue wedding, you were a bridesmaid, you have a blue dress. The red wedding, you are the bridesmaid, you have a red dress. The purple wedding, you are a bridesmaid, you have a purple dress. The only dress you do not have among the rainbow colors in your wardrobe is white. I see your white dress coming in the name of Jesus. I said, I see your white dress coming in the name of Jesus. James says, blessed, meaning count yourself happy. Blessed. Is it blessed or cursed? Are you in the same scripture with me? Blessed. I'm speaking to somebody who thinks he has been looking for something and has not found it. And so because of that, sometimes you are tempted to give up. Sometimes you are tempted to say that away with this thing called Christianity. Away with this man Christ. Away. Come on. Some of you have been saying that. But I want you to know, if we say we are following Christ, Christ himself, he went through certain things. He went through temptations. One of the temptations that he went through was when he was told to change stones into bread. Someone say stones into bread. Stones into bread. Stones into bread. Stones into bread. Listen, when you are hungry and you got a power and somebody brings a suggestion, use that power to feed yourself. Wakaboni. I say, has he said wrong? Oh, you are not answering me. You have the power. And you have a legitimate desire or need. How many of you have legitimate needs? Needs that are genuine needs. Ah. And you have the power. You are a boss. You are not married, or you are married, or whatever. You are married. Hey. And your wife has been. Your wife goes to a church. I met a woman who goes to a church. In that church, they say they should only do certain things with their husbands on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So your wife is in such a church, Tuesday and Thursday. And your secretary also says that I am available. Hey! In fact, when your secretary was filling the application form for the work, and you asked her, she was filling the form, her name, and then there was a place for sex. And then she said, oh, 7 times a week. And then you saw the application form. You say, hey. And then you ask during the interview, what position can you work? Then he said, oh, horizontally, best. I'll close the sermon. And then, legitimate desire. And somebody wants to fulfill it for you. And you got a power. Tell somebody, I got a power. But you see, Jesus knew who was making the suggestion. That this suggestion is coming from the devil himself. And because he was loyal to his father, because he knew that he had been sent by the father, he said, I have a sacrifice that I must go through. He said, I have a cup that I must drink. Too many Christians, they forget that they have a cup that they must drink. Blessed is that man that endured temptation. I don't know what is you. I don't know what is you. I don't know what is you. I don't know what is, oh, Pastor, but my own is too long. My own is different. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, it said, there's no temptation that's overtaken any man, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will, with the temptation, 10:13, he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. Put your hands together for the Lord. Listen very carefully. If you're going to be successful in this world, you need to look at Christ. And you need to look at how he was faithful to his father. In the church, we preach. Every preaching, there's something that you're supposed to pick for yourself. Next week, I'm going to just give you some of the characteristics. But my main point is that you need to look at your life and begin to see, what about me? What in my life smacks or smells of Christ? You don't have to answer it now. If you answer it now, you lie. Too quick. You need to examine your life. Pastor, but I've never seen Jesus Christ before. So how do I know? That's why you have the word. Bible says, the express image of the Father, the word. He has in this last day spoken to us through the word. That's why we talk about quiet time. That's why we talk about Christian books. That's why we talk about listening to a sermon. One Sunday sermon on a Sunday morning like this, when you have made two plans, it will not help you. If you don't add Monday morning Bible reading, if you don't add Tuesday evening, if you don't add all those things. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. Today God is telling somebody that the reason why he has kept you up to today is because he wants to give you a crown of life. Because the Bible says, for when he is tried, not if he is tried. I've ended my sermon, you can see. I'm just reading this verse and I will close. I don't know tomorrow what you are going to go through, but in the day and in the hour of temptation, remember that Jesus Christ, he was also tried, but he survived. And remember that the trial is supposed to bring out a crown of life inside you. Are you understanding my sermon at all? Talking about the loyalty of Christ. He was not loyal to his society. He was not loyal to his group of friends. That in that group of friends, everybody is a shawo. So you too, you are some. Because sometimes you can be in a group, everybody is doing something. And unconsciously, you find yourself also doing the same. Everybody lies. And then they smack, they just, whatever. Everybody does something. Everybody falsifies figures. Everybody. I spoke to my friend who came to preach last week. It's a lecturer at the engineering department in UST. He has a PhD in engineering. I didn't add that one. So he's doctor. He's Reverend Doctor. He said, and he travels a lot. He travels a lot to go and do his own personal, whatever, engineering consultancy. But when he comes back, he's supposed to pay a percentage to the university. He said last was paying the percentage. And he was even telling the vice chancellor that, oh, this percent, this 5% that I have to pay is too small. Maybe if you increase it. Then he said, then the vice chancellor said, Charles, you are the only one that pays. Maybe in your environment, the people there say they are Christians, but they do certain things. Everybody has a girlfriend. So you too. It's like it's normal. Say, if you mom have mood here, and ba no, your friend no, one chindi, maji made it. Also, you would it. It's the time to remember the loyalty of Christ. I say it's the time to remember the what? The otherwise, I put it to you that you are no more a Christian than I am a rocket scientist. The way you don't like my sermon, I have to stop. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. I want you to pray for yourself. Not a prayer that everyone can hear you, so you say it big. Let's pray for yourself if you can. The Holy Spirit is telling me that he is speaking to some of you. And he's alerting you on certain specific areas. Let your ear be open for a moment or two. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. If you can have, just have some silence. There. Very little movement here. Listen to the Holy Spirit for a moment or two. Hear what he's saying. To the churches. Hear what he's saying. Holy Spirit. Talk to him. Between you and him. make a commitment to be like Christ. To be like Christ. That every opportunity to be like Christ, you take it. Every opportunity to be like Christ, you take it. The opportunities present themselves every day in different ways. Every opportunity, you will take it to be like Christ, to follow the most successful person on this earth. Ah, tell the Lord that you'll be like Him. He should help you. It may be difficult, but it's worth it. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. But it was worth it. It was worth it. It was worth it. I'll serve no foreign God. Can you sing it? Father, we worship you, Lord. 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 I don't know, the Lord is reaching out. The Holy Spirit is reaching out. It doesn't matter how you are feeling. Maybe you're even feeling tired or sleepy. But the Holy Spirit is moving amongst us. Open your heart and receive Him. The things that you could not do before, the Holy Spirit is going to help you. He's going to help you. As Jesus was sensitive to the Father, and He managed to survive to the end. Ah, I hear the Spirit telling me to tell you, you will survive. You will make it. You will come out of that situation. It will be well with you. You will succeed. You will succeed. You will succeed. It will be well. It will be well. Begin to thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Father, we worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If you feel there's an obstacle ahead of you, there's a huge mountain in front of you, and you desire this mountain to be rolled away, or you desire to overcome this mountain. I don't think I'm talking to everybody, but I'm talking to some specific people. A huge mountain, something that looks impossible. I want to pray with you specially. I feel an impression that I should pray with you concerning a huge mountain. In fact, I hear the word impossibility made possible. Impossibility made possible. That's what I hear. Impossibility made possible. If I'm speaking to you, this huge mountain is in front of you. I want you to just come right to me here, and then we'll just pray. A huge mountain, something that is, for some of you, it's like it's an awkward situation. You don't know how your mind or your resources can tackle this. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Ipo biara niwa mento mefo Yesu kamewe. Oh Lord. The Lord is telling me to tell you that He has been there. That He's right there. He's right there. Right there by your side. When you least expect it. When you least expect it. Receive a touch. I may not touch you wherever you are. Lift up your hands. The Holy Spirit himself will touch you. Church of God, stretch forth your hands. This mountain, we roll it away in the name of Jesus. This mountain, we roll it away in the name of Jesus. Receive. Receive a breakthrough in the name of Jesus.
I saw that you are.
And when Jesus came onto this earth,
you remain the same. Nothing
withstood him.
Patience of days.
Nothing. I pray from today, every mountain that is in front of you, we declare to you in the name of Jesus. That if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we shall say to this mountain, be ye moved yonder to the sea. In the name of Jesus. Every mountain of oppression, every mountain of doubt. My sister, the Lord is saying that something that has been long standing, it's been too long. But now, by the finger of God, move in the name of Jesus. Move. Make a way. Because the time has come for the manifestation of the sons of men. In the name of Jesus.
It is now a platform.
Receive. Every mountain. And the land was tough. Let him go forward. Let him walk straight. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord saying, I shall exchange men for your life. Men will be sacrificed for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Men for your life. Men will wither. Men will disappear. And you would appear.
Sharakaturikari
katokurkiya. Kihu, 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 The things that are impossible with men are possible with me, says the Lord.
So as you are,
the things that are impossible with me, the things that a man's mind cannot conceive, Listen, in the Bible, there was only one Pharisee that was named as coming to Christ, Nicodemus. And Jesus said something. He said, the harlots and the tax collectors, they go in before you. What does it mean? It means that Jesus is no respecter of persons. Anybody who believes, it shall be unto him. This Pharisee Nicodemus, he came to Jesus Christ. And he said that no man can do these things except God be with you. I'm going to lay hands on everybody here. And I want you to know that some of you, unless it is by the laying on of hands, nothing can change your situation. Some of you, your situation is similar to another person who has access in the realms of the natural to certain resources. You, your access to these resources are the laying on of hands. The Bible says in the last chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, now Joshua, the son of Nun, he was full of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. As a layman, hands on you, you are going to receive an impartation. You are going to receive a certain help from God. And you're going to see the manifestation in your life. Receive the help from God. Receive the help from God. A touch from the Holy.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Reverend Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323, 0274-140-073, 0242-262-694. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Thursday evenings, we meet from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 +233 267 6055 +233 267 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.